Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. We'll talk to you about whatever is on your mind. You just have to dial in toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's obviously more to say about Baltimore, but I do want to get to the story about the Supreme Court that I've been teasing for the last couple of days. So let's jump right into that. Ian and Mark in the studio with you here tonight. The Daily Dot has the story at dailydot.com. In a 6-2 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday, and that was Tuesday of last week, that police officers who prolong traffic stops without just cause are in violation of the Fourth Amendment. Justices concluded in the case of Rodriguez versus United States that police had violated the civil rights of Denny Rodriguez by making him wait while a drug-sniffing dog circled his vehicle without probable cause. Rodriguez, who was pulled over for driving erratically, was ultimately arrested after the dog led officers to a large bag of methamphetamine in the car. Tuesday's decision means that police may not hold you during a traffic stop beyond the amount of time that it takes to write you a ticket, as long as the officer has, quote, no additional reasonable suspicion of a crime, says Ezekiel Edwards, the director of the Criminal Law Reform Project at the ACLU.
You know, it's hard to be excited about a guy who wins at the Supreme Court for having the methamphetamines in his car. Like, he did the act, right, as it were. Now, I don't think that the – I think the drug war is worse than illegal drugs, but I'm not a big fan of methamphetamines either.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to point out, and I think this is really important, is that if you get stopped for if you get hassled by a cop and have to wait on the side of the road 2 hours for them to bring a dog so that the cop can circle your car and find out there's nothing in there, or the dog alerts and then they search and nothing's in there, or whatever it is that they do, you're just going to go, right? Like, you might call a lawyer, but the lawyer's going to say, sure, we'll be happy to take your case, and it'll be $10,000. And then you'll be like, oh, well, I don't have $10,000, and whatever. And so you're not going to do anything about it unless you're guilty, right? Like, it's only guilty people that have the motivation, because Mr. Rodriguez is likely spending little time in jail over this, right? And yeah, so he's highly motivated to take this case to the Supreme Court. Now, I don't know how much time he got. He could be out at this point, as long as it takes things to get to the Supreme Court, but maybe not. So he's got the motivation to take this stuff on. If I was stopped by a police officer and, you know, searched on the side of the road, and if I had to wait 2 hours and the dog and the whole thing, you know, I'd complain about it on the radio.
Yeah.
I might even talk to some of my lawyer friends, but it's unlikely I'd go any further, because ultimately the 2 hours is lost. How much more time do I want to spend on
this?
In court, yeah, and all this other stuff. Essentially being robbed of my time by the government further. Mr. Rodriguez has been robbed for this foreseeable future of all of his time by the government. So this is within his incentive scope to litigate. And I can understand that. I don't particularly like it. It's difficult to feel a great deal of sympathy for Mr. Rodriguez in this circumstance. Oh, look, a bunch of cops thought that this guy had some drugs in his car. Sure enough, there's a bag of methamphetamines. And, you know, I'm supposed to side with the guy with the bag of methamphetamines.
I'll side with him.
Yeah, so, somehow.
It's his methamphetamine, and he should be able to do with it as he damn well pleases.
I hear you.
This actually happened to a friend of mine, Mark, back, it must have been over a decade ago at this point, where he was stopped and he was made to wait for an extended period of time. I don't recall how long it was, but 2 hours sounds about right. I know he was there for a while. And the cops did bring a dog out, and the dog did claw all over the place on his car, ruining his paint job. It went inside the, they went inside the car. The cops then searched it. They tore up the carpets from his car. I mean, they just messed it up. And so he was pretty upset. Like, he had some damage in addition to being inconvenienced for a couple of hours. And this was at, I think, like 2 in the morning or some late night hour, midnight, something like that. And so he was upset enough to actually contact some attorneys to see, you know, hey, I feel like my rights have been violated here. Can we do something about this?
Uh-huh.
And he couldn't find any attorneys who were willing to take a case against the Sarasota Police Department.
So he had nothing in the vehicle.
That's correct.
So he, yeah, I mean, and this is ultimately how it goes, right? Like, you know, it's just not worth the trouble. He called a couple of attorneys, right? Maybe
right, two or three or something.
Yeah, two or three attorneys, and they were all in Sarasota County, and they're all like, you know what? I got to work with these guys. I got to work with the prosecutor. Whatever you're going to get out of this just isn't worth it for me. Mm-hmm. Why don't you call somebody from Jacksonville? And or whatever. And then, of course, they charge extra and to come on down the 5 hours or whatever it is. And, you know, that's what it comes down to. It's essentially how much do you want to be robbed for this injustice? Because it's unlikely that, I mean, the Supreme Court, I don't know that they ever give damages to somebody. You know, you're not likely to say.
I don't know if they can.
Yeah, I don't know if they can either.
I mean, they can just overturn a verdict. Right,
right. So. You know, I mean, what am I going to get out of it?
You would have to sue again.
Because for me to take this to court and get something, I'd have to get $100,000 or more for me to even think, like, yeah, I won something. As a matter of fact, the lawyer's going to get a third of that, so that's 66. God mm-hmm. knows how much time I put into this. I mean, I would rather work. You know, work at my job than do this lawyering stuff. I find dealing with the legal system to be so disgusting and reprehensible. You'd have to pay me at like five times what I consider my hourly rate to be, whatever that might be.
To make you want to do it, to make you want to go through with it. So back to the story here at the Daily Dot. If the officer unnecessarily prolongs the stop, it constitutes an unreasonable seizure and a violation of your constitutional rights. The use of the drug-sniffing dog in Rodriguez is but one illustration of how such a violation might occur. So what, if any, substantive effect does the High Court's decision have during an actual police encounter? With the expert help of ACLU's Ezekiel Edwards, we've put together a comprehensive guide, none of which is meant as actual legal advice.
I love how they have to do this. We're going to put a guide together, sort of giving you legal advice, but because the country is so messed up and our litigation system so messed up, we have to say that this legal advice isn't legal advice.
Right, it comes from the ACLU's expert, and it's still not legal advice.
I mean, we have to say those. We say those things on the air all the time because, you know, I mean, you're just saying whatever you're saying. You're trying to give your best opinion. Is it advice? Well, not if we can get sued for it. It's not.
So this is what you're. This is what to do if you're pulled over and the police want to bring out the dogs.
Which but it's
is,
not legal advice,
right? Which is not uncommon, by the way. There are a lot of people who have had this situation where they've just been pulled over and the cops just say, you know, hey, you've got to stay here while we bring out a police dog to sniff your car because you won't let us search. They'll ask to search if you are standing on your rights and, you know, you want to protect yourself, even if you don't have anything in your car. The right thing to do, in my opinion, is to not consent to a search. You don't want to let them get away with that.
It sounds like it is now. Like that's,
I think it's always been the right thing to do.
Well,
you don't want to let them
I'm not
get
interested
in, there.
In what's right, Ian. I'm interested in what's
or
right
I
for
am.
Me. Right. I understand that you have a higher moral cause, that you're you know, that's fine for you. But I'm not willing to spend hours and hours of time in jail for other people's rights that they're not willing to spend
These
time
are
in
your
jail
rights.
For.
They're your rights.
Right.
You either stand up for them and retain them or bow down, bend over, and then you lose them.
Yeah. Well,
your choice.
I get where you're coming from, but do you understand that standing up to police sometimes has negative results?
So does not standing up to the police.
Sometimes it does.
You want to get drugs planted in your car? There's a good chance they'll plant them if they're searching your car.
Right, and I think that that's a really important thing to point out, is look, when the police are searching your car, oftentimes what they'll do is they'll either distract you or they'll actually tell you to turn around and look the other direction while they're mm-hmm. searching. And that means they can do whatever they want. And at that point, you're trusting the upstanding honor of this police officer to not plant something in your car.
How much damage? If you don't want to spend time on the side of the road, again, prior to this court decision, how much damage to your car is worth the hour or so? because they're going to tear. They might tear up your carpets, cut up your seats, throw everything out of the back. Let's say you're traveling, you got a bunch of stuff in the back, just got to chuck it all out in the back. You get to put it back in. That sounds like fun, doesn't it? 855-450-FREE. Oh yeah, and you lose your rights. 855-450-FREE. More from the ACLU here on Police Pullovers in moments.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard a commercial for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and share with us whatever's on your mind here. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the suggestions, not legal advice, the suggestions from the ACLU in the wake of this Supreme Court decision that has actually is a pretty good decision. It's pretty rare that they have good decisions, but you know, we like to point them out when that does happen. And this is about your rights on the side of the road when the police are threatening you with a drug dog to come out and sniff around your car, possibly being alerted by the police officer to make it look like they found something in your car to give them the excuse to search. We'll tell you a little bit more about what the court decided here and the interpretation of what that could mean for you here in a moment. Also, I want to let you know about ProXPN. If you get online at all, whether it's on a smartphone or a laptop or your desktop computer, you can use ProXPN to protect you from prying and spying by people like, oh, let's say your internet service provider, who's probably logging all the websites you visit. They may be keeping those logs for several years in some cases. You can stop that from happening with ProXPN. Plus, criminals trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets, ProXPN protects you there as well. And they do it because they encrypt your data connection. So once you get the ProXPN app for free at proxpn.com/FTL. You get it for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux. You download the app, get it installed and running. It takes just a moment. And then once you're connected to ProXPN, you are encrypted, which is a big level of protection you can add to yourself. Again, you can get started for free at proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites with ProXPN and their premium account by using code FTL50. That gets you 50% off that annual account price, and that brings the price down to about $5 a month when you average it out. ProXPN.com/FTL, code FTL50. It's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and it's a great discount on privacy that's priceless. ProXPN.com/FTL and code FTL50. Let's go to Caitlin. She is in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hey, Caitlin.
Hi.
Hey there.
I am just the opposing side of this whole police bashing session. Have you ever thought that there are good cops out there?
What's that have to do with police officers being able to hold you on the side of the road for 2 hours while a dog comes up and searches your car?
Well, I understand maybe not the 2 hours, but, I mean, if there's reasonable cause.
But that you're leaving that to somebody who's who's over whom we don't have control. What is reasonable to you is not reasonable to me necessarily, right?
Yes and no. I mean, they're there
yes
to do
no.
their job. They
yes,
don't
but what is their job?
As much as, I mean, you don't want to be there.
Well, if they didn't want to be there, they could just let you go after giving you the speeding ticket rather than demanding that you stick around and wait around until they can then violate your rights.
But what, I mean, if they think there's a thing, there's a thing. My dad.
If they think there's a
he's
thing,
a
there's
a
thing.
Thief.
A thief.
She's claiming the cops have super sensory perception. And this is absolutely ridiculous. Yes, over time you will get better at your job. There's no doubt about it. But you're going to be wrong. I am a pretty good talk show host. I've been doing this for 12 years. But I mess
obviously,
up.
You're going to be wrong.
Yeah.
And
when you're wrong and you're a cop.
Job.
But when you're wrong and you're a cop, you violate people's human rights.
When you're wrong, also when you're a cop, then people get hurt. So I would rather be sitting on the side of the road for 2 hours than end up dead 2 hours later because somebody didn't do their job.
Just so you know, these searches are primarily being used to find people with drugs. So
I don't know what
life,
else they'd find.
Your life isn't in jeopardy, maybe like a weapons cache or something like that.
I've never heard of a weapons
that,
dog.
But, I mean, you're, if you're talking about this, you're talking about another thing and another thing. I mean, this,
No, not really. When you're talking about dogs searching cars, you're really talking about dogs searching cars for drugs.
Yeah.
And you probably have never been assaulted with a bag of meth.
Okay.
Right? I mean, has anybody ever tried to hit you with a bag of meth?
Okay, but I've listened to this show many, many times, and it's frequently talking about how cops are always, I'm just saying, there is bad cops, obviously. But there are good cops that are doing their job.
Okay, that's a different conversation. That's a different conversation, and I think that that's true. There are good cops. The question I would have for you is because I have done this, like I said, for 12 years I've been doing this, and I was the stalwart defender of police on the show for years. But the problem, Caitlin, is what I found is that over time, I would watch these videos of police officers abusing people, and there would be, the good cops would be standing around. It wouldn't be one police officer beating somebody up. It would be either one police officer beating somebody up and then nine cops standing around, or a police officer beating somebody up, and then all of them would jump in and pile in. I couldn't find the good cops on video nearly as often as I could find the bad ones.
Well, can you what ever percentage find the good things on video versus the bad things? I mean, who's going to video?
Yeah, sure. You can find them. I mean, there was a police officer that gave...
The good cops that are out there putting their life on the line, like my dad, who's almost on
like daddy.
Yeah, okay, so putting your life on the line, that's another thing that really needs to be pointed out. Nobody ever thanks the fishermen or the truck drivers, which are far more dangerous professions than police officers. I mean, is that what we're... really? Nobody ever does. Nobody calls in here and says, you know, there's good fishermen out there.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Caitlin, here's what I want to say, you know, in response to what you've brought up here, the idea about that there's all these good cops out there. Do you think good cops try to search people's vehicles for drugs?
Yes.
Well, I don't agree with you. I think that's a bad person. Somebody who violates another person's privacy and the sanctity of another person's space is not a good person.
Okay. So I pull over somebody. I smell some drugs. I'm not going to search their car.
Yeah, because if you're a good person, if that person is simply, you know, not putting anyone in danger, they're just driving down the road, then, yeah, there's no reason for you to go and paw through all of their possessions to see if they have something that you can put them in a prison cell for 5 years for. Who cares if it's illegal? It used to be illegal to shuttle escaped slaves along the Underground Railroad. Would you have supported the police going after those people who were holding on to escaped slaves in their homes?
No, but that's a whole different ballgame.
No, ma'am, it is not a whole different ballgame.
Oh,
we're
yes,
still talking
is.
About innocent people.
I don't believe that drugs are bad. I don't believe that slavery is bad.
Do you drink?
No.
You've never had a drink?
Never in my life.
Wow, well, good for you. So you would you support bringing back alcohol prohibition?
No.
Why?
Well, I think
alcohol's bad.
Do it semi-responsibly.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Didn't you just say drugs are bad?
Yes.
Is it only the illegal drugs that are bad in your mind, or is it all drugs that are bad?
Oh, it depends.
Uh-huh. So there's no consistency in your opinions.
Yeah,
right.
So Caitlin, what the point he's trying to make here is that, look, laws are words written on pieces of paper by politicians, people that we generally consider to be liars and thieves and pretty bad folks. So to just say that because something's illegal, that it is wrong, is ridiculous. In the same way that, you know, the Nazis hunting down Jews was legal and bringing slaves back to their masters was completely legal. It was the law. It was illegal to do otherwise. When the Quakers hid black people in their basement, it was illegal. And so therefore, what he's trying to point out to you is that this behavior that has become illegal isn't necessarily wrong.
And you could go ask your dad if he was a police officer if he ever met any responsible drug users, because I can tell you, you probably know a bunch of them, but they probably won't ever tell you about their drug habits or usage because, well, you might turn them in.
I know a judge.
Thanks for the call. More coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan. For your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Right here, 855-450-FREE. We'll talk more about your rights when it comes to the roadside searches that the police just love to pull on you when, people have been pulled over. If the cops don't like the way they look, they're driving while young, driving while poor, driving while black, driving while Hispanic, driving with long hair as a male. All of those things, that has resulted in many, many people being harassed on the side of the road, having their cars searched, having their possessions seized, and having their persons, their bodies, locked in cages for not having harmed a single human being.
Yeah, and
it's horrifying.
We don't know how many people have been kept on the side of the road for, 45 minutes to 2 hours.
I know several friends who have.
How many of them had drugs in their car?
None.
Okay, none.
One guy had some prescription pills. James Cleveland had something, but he actually has a prescription for it, but it wasn't in its prescription bottle, so now he's facing misdemeanor charges.
I see. Yeah, so we don't know, right? Like, this is one of the costs of the drug war that we just don't know. When you drive by, the cops have somebody pulled over, they're going through their car, you have no idea if that person's guilty. The cops are just, in many cases, working on a hunch. Because first they'll say things to you like, I'm going to have to ask you to step out. I'm going to have to ask you to let me search the car now.
Yeah.
And they'll say that in a fashion that sounds so much like an order that you're going to do it, because humans tend to be obeisant to authority figures.
Put their hand on their gun while they say it, too.
Yeah, sometimes they'll do that, right? I've had a police officer come up to my car with his hand on his gun, and I said, "Officer, remove your hand from your service weapon while you speak to me."
Whoa.
Yeah, I got it on
Where's
video.
Where's the video of this?
Why would I say it? Nothing else happened. He did.
Oh, okay. That's good.
It's just inappropriate as hell to put your hand on a gun while you talk to somebody.
Well,
I mean, if I was fingering a gun while I spoke to the police officer,
that would not,
it would not be appropriate at all. But yeah. Who do these people think they are?
They think they're your masters.
I said, all of these proceedings are being audio and video recorded, and he said, yes, they are by me, too. I said, very good. Then we're all on the record here.
You know how you can, one bit of evidence that they think they are your master is that they call you a subject.
They don't usually say it to your face, though. They won't call
That's
you
correct.
A subject. They'll refer
they talk
to
about you behind your
in
back.
Your third, in the third person as a subject.
So we can continue here. I want to get to your calls and thoughts, but also want to tell you how to get a great deal on some absolutely amazing wine from chwine.com. The CH stands for Cameron Hughes, and he's a guy who's created an interesting business model. He actually goes around to different wineries, these places that create the wine, the fancy wineries, and he goes and he buys their excess. He buys either the excess wine they've already produced, or actually will buy the excess fruit, and then he'll just make it right there in their facility.
Yeah, apparently. Sometimes they do that.
So it's just an amazing product, because it's what you get from the fancy pants wineries, except you're paying a fraction of the price. So normally these bottles could be upwards of $100, but at chwine.com they're like $15 to $30, and that's before you factor in the discounts that you're about to tell me about.
Right. Well, we recently had this cab, Cabernet Sauvignon, I believe is how it's pronounced. I'm not entirely sure.
Yes, I would like more of that cab.
It was great. Really lot 502. It was really awesome, full bodied.
That's how you can reorder. You get the lot number, and if you like it, you can get more.
It's sold out, except for a small reserve for our listeners. And you can, it's exclusive online, and you can get this incredible wine, this high-end wine that should be $100 a bottle. And, you know, you can just go there and get it for 20% off if you use our code. Now, this is until Friday. So please, use our coupon code, FTL. You go to chwine.com. Click on the microphone in the upper left-hand corner, then type in FTL. You will then get 20% off of lot 502, this Cabernet Sauvignon, that's at this point sold out except for a small reserve for our audience. Apparently, we are particularly good at selling wine, and it's a good thing because it's really great wine. Please check it out, chwine.com. Click on the microphone in the upper left-hand corner and enter FTL and get this great cab. 20% off and free shipping.
Free shipping. All right, you can't beat that. Let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts, then more on the drug dog situation. First, Ron's in North Carolina listening to Talk Radio 850. Hey, Ron.
Hello there. yeah, it's an honor to speak with you guys. Anyways, I got a story about a cop pulling me over on my motorcycle. Actually, I've been pulled over on my motorcycle quite a bit over the years. But this occurred on a cross-country trip that I was taking about 5 summers ago.
Ron, if I might interrupt briefly, are you on a hands-free device of some sort? Just curious.
Yes, I'm on a cell phone.
Yeah, okay. If it was a hands-free device, it might be muffling you a little bit. It's not bad, though, so you can continue. Sorry, didn't mean to ruin everything there. Yeah, it actually is a little clearer. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Anyways, I have a concealed carry permit here in my home state of North Carolina, and I thought that it would probably be a good idea to carry that with me when I was doing this cross-country trip. I planned on being on the road for about a month, camping out in state parks, different places where, there's grizzly bears and, whatever. But there are, unfortunately, some states that aren't reciprocal. So, you can be in pretty serious trouble if you got caught carrying one, like in California, for example.
Right.
But anyway, I was on my way back home. I had actually had a couple of buds with me as well. I picked up from a friend out there. And I'm going down through Lake Tahoe. And beautiful place, you know.
Yeah, it is.
I was wanting to go and check that out, so I was. But anyhow, I hear some hollering behind me. And this is right in downtown. Tourists all over the place and whatnot. There was a bicycle cop trying to pull me over. So, I might as well castrate myself rather than have a bicycle cop pull me over on my Harley. So I figured if I can just kind of get out of town, you know, I wasn't like I was running away from him because he'd fall behind and then I'd get caught in traffic and, you know, he'd catch up a little bit all the while. He's hollering and yelling and waving his arms, but he never got right beside me. Anyhow, another cop comes out of a side street driving a Tahoe. So I had no choice but to stop.
Crap.
He wanted to, pull me over. Or he wanted to, search me. Asked me where I was going and where I was coming from. You know, I was all polite and all, you know, everything with him. And he asked me if he could search my motorcycle. And, well, you know, I had the pistol in the bottom of one saddlebag. I had the clips in the bottom of another saddlebag. And the other stuff was hidden pretty well. So I, you know, kind of, this could be bad, you know. So I told him, I said, well, yeah, sure, man. Go right ahead, search my thing. I don't have anything to hide.
Oh, no.
Well, let me tell you. Let me finish. I opened up the saddlebag, and I said, but I need to tell you, please, you know, for your own good and, you know, to avoid any embarrassment, I said, you need to get yourself some rubber gloves because, you know, I'm all feral looking. I've been on the road for, you know, at this point, probably at least a couple weeks. I said, I've got some nasty underwear in there, skid marks all over it, and, you know, just for your own good, just, you know, biohazard kind of thing, just get yourself some gloves. So the cop that was in the Tahoe, he's just kind of standing there chuckling a little bit. And the other guy says, get out of here.
So, nice move.
Well, I'm glad it worked out
for
you.
I've never heard that one before. That's a pretty good story. So that was it, huh?
Well, but yeah, that was it. I got out of there, you know, and the reason why he pulled me over was he said that I failed to yield right away to a pedestrian in a crosswalk. Well, apparently if a person steps off of the sidewalk onto the road, you got to come to a panic stop immediately. I didn't even see that person. It was not anything near like a close call or nothing, you know. But if I had refused to let him search and he had gotten a dog and all that kind of stuff, it could have turned out a whole lot worse, you know. But anyways, that's just my story about it.
It certainly could have.
Yeah, I really hate that whole thing where, you know, a pedestrian comes near a crosswalk and suddenly everybody's got to slam on their brakes.
That's how it is here in New Hampshire.
As a pedestrian, look, I can get past the cars. Yes, once I'm out there in the middle, please come to a stop. But, you know, everybody on the whole darn road doesn't have to stop. We can work our way around. Also, you know, pushing the button to get across the street, it's like grown adults don't know how to read traffic lights.
Hey, Ron, good story. Thanks for sharing it tonight. And he's certainly right that there's no guarantee, right? Like, if you refuse the search, it may be that it could be more hassle if they want to mess with you. But on the other hand, I think a good general rule of thumb is to refuse searches, just because that's the right thing to do. Oh, and of course, record the stop as well. More coming up.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins. Stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial on in toll-free. Join us here on the radio waves, 855-450-FREE, or the satellite or internet waves. Either one's fine. We'll be here for you. We're here 7 nights a week, as a matter of fact, live. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we share with you on the site over at freetalklive.com. You get to create the content. Whatever you see there on the front page was submitted by listeners like you. So once again, go to freetalklive.com and enjoy.
The Sherry's Berries. It's time for Sherry's Berries season again.
Is it really? It must be Mother's Day.
Yep, Mother's Day is rolling around, and this is a great Mother's Day gift.
When is it this year? We got a couple weeks out or something?
Well, it's the second Sunday in May.
Okay.
Every time.
Got it.
And so, you know, I don't have the date here sitting here in front of me, but I know that it's about 2 weeks away if Sherry's Berries is advertising on the show. So, yeah, you can get a great savings on these berries. First, I want to tell you about them. They are delicious, juicy, premium strawberries. And when I say premium, when you get berries from the store, about half of them are sour.
It's hard to pick them at the store.
It is.
You just can't get a good box.
Sherry's Berries picks through them and then sends the extras to homeless shelters.
Wow.
They know, somehow they have a system for picking out berries. I don't know what it is.
Well, they definitely know their berries.
But they're always the best berries. And then they dip them in white milk and dark chocolate and, you know, decorative patterns and swizzles and
chips
stuff on them. They're beautiful, but you know, I mean, beautiful is one thing. I know that's important to a lot of people. Presentation, they are delicious. They're some of the best things you're ever going to put in your mouth, and mom is going to love them. So go to berries.com and click on the microphone in the upper corner there and enter FTL. It's the it's a great way to save 40%. So these berries start at $19.99. Now, for $10 more, you can upgrade. I highly recommend doing that.
You'll double the berries for $10 more.
You double the berries for $10 more. So go to berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner. Click in FTL. Berries.com, microphone upper right, FTL. And get the savings, because mom's going to love these. And they're a wonderful gift, and you support Free Talk Live in the process.
Yep.
We do a good job of selling berries for them.
You can't go wrong with that one. Berries.com, code FTL. Don't forget the code, so we get credit for it. 855 450 free, because this thing's being advertised all over talk radio.
Yeah.
I mean, this is huge. Sherry's Berries is huge, and for good reason. I mean, they've grown to the size they are because they provide a quality product.
That's right. If you don't use coupon code FTL, the statists win.
It's true. So berries.com, code FTL. All right, back to the story here. We started at the beginning of the hour from the Daily Dot about the Supreme Court decision 6-2 that determined that the police cannot hold you during a traffic stop beyond the amount of time that it takes to write you the ticket, so long as there's no additional reasonable suspicion that you've committed some other crime. So here's the suggestions from the ACLU. It's not legal advice as to what you should know if you get pulled over and demanded to search. So you've been pulled over. If you've been pulled over by a police officer for a traffic violation, he may ask to see your license and registration and proof of insurance.
Or she.
Provide him with the documents, but keep your hands in sight. If you're not at an international border where your rights are different or being questioned by an immigration agent.
If you're at a border, just roll over because it's over.
You don't have to disclose what country you were born in or whether you're a United States citizen. Absent probable cause, the officer cannot legally detain you for any longer than it takes to address the purpose of the traffic stop. He might question you about why you were pulled or why you were pulled you over, I think, why he pulled you over,
yeah.
Or inquire about your destination. You have the right to remain silent. If you wish to invoke it, let the officer know. Unfortunately, you do have to do that.
Right. This is the same Supreme Court who were cheering on after this ruling said that in order to invoke your right to remain silent, you must speak.
It's ridiculous.
Otherwise, it might be considered suspicious.
If you don't know why you're being detained, you have the right to ask. Once the officer has issued a citation or warning, ask him if you're free to leave. In point of fact, you can ask that question at any point.
Keep asking it over and over.
Yeah. So if the police have probable cause to search your car, then they don't need your permission.
Right. They wouldn't be asking you. And ask in this circumstance can sound like an order. So you need to be very careful. When you're dealing with legal land, they tend to say things a bit different.
I'm going to have to ask to search your car.
Right. They might say something just like that. I'm going to have to ask you to let me search your car now. I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the vehicle.
Absent suspicion, police can only search your car if you consent to a search, which is why they're asking, just to be clear. And if you're not clear on what the officer's saying to you, then you can ask questions to clarify. Excuse me, are you asking or are you ordering me to step out of the car?
I'm just not sure.
Well, no, they'll have to give you a clear answer, or generally they should give you a clear answer.
I meant that you can say, I'm just not sure. I'm just not sure what you're saying to me, officer.
Yeah.
Just trying to be clear.
Yeah, so you can ask for clarification. Most attorneys would advise you politely refuse the request, regardless of how the question is phrased. If an officer asks if he can let a drug dog sniff around your car after you've been given a ticket, he's asking your permission to continue detaining you. If you intentionally and voluntarily say yes, and the dog signals to the officer there may be an illicit substance inside, he will then have probable cause to search your vehicle.
And studies have shown that police officers, if they believe that there is something there, that they can get the dog to alert. So that's the dogs. I mean, dogs want to serve their masters, right? I mean, doesn't your dog love you and want to do what you want him to do?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So the dogs will alert if the just because they empathetically understand that the police officer believes there's something there. And so, therefore, they're a good boy if they
do a tennis ball in it for them or something like that later on.
If you do it, you know, as a dog, if you do what your master wants you to do and you're a good reader of what your master wants, you're going to alert.
So if you, again, if you agree to the dog sniff, and if you're just sitting there and you continue to, if you don't ask the question, am I free to go, and you just kind of keep going along with whatever pattern of questions they're asking you, then that is essentially you sort of tacitly consenting to it. You have to assert your rights if you want to have rights. You have rights, but you have to assert them. And the police will not assert them for you.
No,
they will generally
it's not their job.
Right. They will generally not give you an opportunity or an opening to assert your rights.
They don't like the legal world any more than anyone else, as evidenced by the caller that called in earlier, whose father's a police officer. You know, they're not – police officers who are there to uphold the law are generally not saying, yes, the Supreme Court says that, you know, drivers may now – can't hold drivers on the side of the road, you know, indefinitely until a dog comes. I love it when the law is clarified for me. No, mm-hmm. They're not law enforcement officers so much as they have a goal, and the goal is to catch the bad guys. In the case of the Rodriguez case, the guy had a bag of methamphetamines in his car. Well, you know, it's hard to feel a lot of sympathy for this dude.
I can empathize with him.
You can. I can understand where you're coming from, but I can also see how the cops are like, we found somebody with meth. We were right.
Yeah, but it's still wrong to do that because it's a violation of that person's privacy.
Yeah, but that's not what the Supreme Court's saying. The Supreme Court's saying is not saying that you, the American public, have a right to tote around bags of
methamphetamine. No, they haven't overturned the war on drugs.
And they're not going to anytime soon.
No. If you wish to refuse a search or you don't want to consent to have your car sniffed by a drug dog, say so loudly and clearly and then ask for permission to leave, Edwards recommends. This is the ACLU attorney. If he says no and your traffic violation has already been fully addressed, then it's likely you're being unlawfully detained. Remember, the Rodriguez ruling did not outlaw the use of drug sniffing dogs. It only prolonging the traffic stop to use them. That's what is now illegal for the police to do. One police officer could still walk a dog around your car while another issues you a ticket, as long as it doesn't extend the duration of the stop.
It's true.
They're in the clear. So if you get pulled by a canine unit, you know, they got you.
And there's two officers.
Yeah.
But what that officer cannot do is take your driver's license, go back, put it in his car, get his dog, come out, search the car, then go back.
I don't know about that, Mark.
That's prolonging it's prolonging it.
He could claim that they're processing the ticket or something.
They're very clear, as I understand. Well, he could claim that, and then, you know, we'll find out. But they've been very clear that it's the length of time it takes to write a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they can write slow, but they can't stop and pick up you'll get the dog and bring him out. That would be my interpretation.
That's your interpretation.
This.
Fair enough.
And just like the ACLU, this is not legal advice.
Right. So, and by the way, they're not suggesting this in here yet anywhere that I've seen, but please record these interactions. I think one of the best things you can do to hold police accountable and to stand on your rights is to have an objective record of what happened in that day. You
yep.
can't trust the police to record it. You've got to be the one to take responsibility for that.
As the behavior gets normalized, that is, recording police mm-hmm. officers, there will be less and less trouble for doing it, too.
That's
I
true.
Wouldn't say be a jackhole about it. Just record as best you can.
855-450-FREE. More suggestions coming up here from the ACLU about police searches.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.